各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们继续来谈把心找回来，爱心。
Tonight we'll continue the topic "Find Back Your Heart," and we'll talk about love today.
上个礼拜晚上我们曾用把心找回来的第一段信心做彼此的勉励。
Last week, Friday night, we talked about finding back your heart, and we talked about faith.
真的心最重要。
And the heart is the most important thing.
很多问题都是因为心灵的迷失而引起的。
Many problems arise because our heart is lost.
因此我们说要改造社会，必须要先改造人的心。
That is why if we want to change the society, we have to change our hearts first.
同样的道理啊。
And similarly,
今天我们要改重建教会，也必须先重建我们的心灵。
Today, if we want to rebuild the church, we have to rebuild our hearts first.
尤其是要重建我们的信心。
And to rebuild our faith.
不只要把我们的信心坚持到底。
Not only to keep our faith till the end.
还要进一步强化我们的信心。
But also to strengthen our faith.
使我们的信心更坚固。
So that our faith can be strong.
能够在世界文明的冲击下仍然屹立不摇。
And even though there are many bad influences in this world, we can still stand firm.
一直到主耶稣再来为止。
Until the day Lord Jesus comes again.
这是相当重要的。
This is a very important thing.
是我们今天必须要共同追求的目标。
It's a goal that we should pursue together today.
那么除了这个以外呢？
And apart from this,
今天晚上我们要继续来谈一谈爱心。
Tonight we'll talk about love.
这是第二个要项。
And love is the second important thing.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们能够彼此得到造就。
So that we can encourage one another.
有人这样说。
Someone once said.
说爱心是人类社会的润滑剂啊。
And love is a lubricant for the world.
没有错。
And this is true.
把人跟人之间的距离拉近，唯一的一条绳索就是爱。
Because love is just like a rope that ties a human to another one.
没有爱，人跟人之间常常就会格格不入。
Without love, human beings find hard to get along with one another.
很多问题就会产生出来。
And therefore many problems arise.
那么有了爱，人跟人之间就能够彼此相容。
However, if there's love, then people can forgive one another.
就算有问题，也可以慢慢迎刃而解。
And even though there might be problems, but they will tend to solve them.
今天我们看看这个社会有一个很奇怪的现象。
Today, when we look at the society, there's this strange thing happening.
照理说，今天的社会非常的进步。
Since the society today has improved a lot.
交通资讯各方面都非常的发达。
And no matter in transportation or technology.
给大家很多的方便。
There's a lot of convenience for all of us.
家家有电话。
And each and everyone have a phone at home.
户户有电脑。
And everyone has a computer at his place.
甚至于每个人手上都有一支行动电话。
And evenEach and everyone has their own cell phones.
现在有网络的出现。
And now we have also the internet.
所以虽然相隔几千公里啊，但是只要一通电话就可以听到声音。
So even though we are apart from one another for a thousand of kilometers, we can still keep in touch.
虽然相隔很远啊，坐上飞机几个小时就可以见面。
And even though we live apart from one another, we can just take a plane, and in a few hours we can see one another.
像小弟住在阿根廷，可以算是。
For example, I live in Argentina. It's almost at the end of the world.
以台湾为中心到阿根廷，不管你往哪一条线走啊，大概都要坐上一天半的时间。
From Taiwan to Argentina, no matter which road you take, you have to take about one and a half day to reach that place.
但是虽然这么远啊，我坐了几趟，我觉得还是蛮快的。
But even though it's so far away, I still think it's quite convenient.
因为你想想看，这么远，能够一天半就能见面，真的不简单啊。
Since Argentina is so far away, but within one and a half day, I can meet with other people around the world, so it's quite convenient.
而且世界上的人口越来越多。
And also the population in this world is increasing.
人口的密度越来越大。
population.
很多地方是人山人海的。
So it's very crowded.
甚至于呢，交通拥挤啊，交通。
And that's why we have traffic jam.
所以整个地球好像一个村庄一样。
So the whole planet Earth is just like a village.
现在的人把这个地球叫做地球村呢。
And some people call this the village on Earth.
但是问题是，这一切好像只把人与人之间空间的距离拉近。
Even though we seem to be near one another,
却没有真的把人的心拉近呢。
However, our hearts it seems to be further away from one another.
有时候我们感觉到好像是人的心反而越离越远哦。
And sometimes we feel that our hearts is going far apart from the others.
我们看看现在的人啊。
We look at people today.
同样住一条街住了几十年，不认识谁在我家隔壁。
They might live in the same place for many years and they do not know their neighbors.
同样住一栋公寓，住就在对面，每天进进出出，但是不知道对方住的是谁。
And they might live in the same apartment for many years, but they do not know who lives opposite of them.
不只是这样。
And not only this.
同一家人也一样。
Even within the family.
父母跟子女之间，夫妻之间，兄弟姐妹之间呐、啊，各做各的，谁也不管谁。
Between parents and children, between brothers and sisters, they do their things on their own and they do not care about one another.
只要一管就吵架。
Because if they interfere with one another and they will quarrel.
为什么会这样呢？
Why does this happen?
因为爱心不见了。
Because love is lost.
每天所看见的都是名利啊。
And what we see is only fame.
每天所接触到的就是钱财。
And what we look for is money.
这种功利主义使人变得自私自利。
And that's why we become so selfish.
使人变得冷漠无情啊。
And we become so cold with one another.
有一则讽刺的笑话这样说。
And there's this story.
说有一个人想要自杀了。
There's this person who wanted to commit suicide.
警察劝他，他不听。
And the police tried to stop him, but he did not listen.
朋友劝他，他也不听。
And friends tried to stop him, but he did not listen.
他说，你们不用劝我了。
He said, do not try to stop me.
人活在这个世界实在太苦闷了。
Because as a human being living in this world is too sorrowful.
没有什么意思啊。
And it's meaningless.
所以让我死就算了。
So it's better that I die.
突然间，他有一个朋友想了一个方法。
And suddenly, his friend came up with an idea.
这个朋友就告诉他。
So this friend told him.
我今天不是来劝你的哦。
Today I'm not trying to stop you from killing yourself.
你死了没有关系啊。
If you want to die, it's your business.
不过请你先签个名。
But please sign a paper.
死了以后，答应把你的器官捐给需要的人。
When you die, you're willing to, You are willing to give your organs to other people who need them.
意思就是说，你死了，做一点爱心也好了。
And that is to say, when you die, you still do something good.
这样至少死了也才有意义啊。
So that you do not die in vain.
结果他不要。
However, he's unwilling to do so.
这个朋友就告诉他。
And so this friend told him.
说，那我不管你了。
Then I do not want to talk to you anymore.
反正你死了，你也不知道啊。
Because when you die, you won't know what happened to you.
就是你不签，我也要宣布啊。
Even though you do not sign the paper, I'll still make the announcement.
结果这个朋友不愿意啊。
However, this friend is unwilling to do so.
最后就走了。
So he left him.
啊，这是一个讽刺的笑话。
And this is a story with a sarcasm.
这在告诉我们，现代的人就是这样。
This is to tell that people today are like this.
多么自私自利啊。
They are very selfish.
甚至于死都不愿意帮助别人。
Even when they are dying, they still do not want to help others.
因此今天人有与人之间啊，非常的现实。
And that is why today we are so selfish.
今天有利用价值，彼此就是好朋友。
If you're of some use to me, then I'll be your friend today.
明天有利害的冲突，彼此就是大仇人。
However, if tomorrow we have a major argument, then we are enemies.
因此，虽然电视是彩色的，
so even though we have color TV today,
好像我们的人生是多彩多姿，
just like our life is so colorful.
但是事实上，心灵却是黑白的。
However, the truth is that our heart is black and white.
常常让人感到很单调，很寂寞。
And that is why people feel lonely and sorrowful.
虽然我们住的有热气的设备啊。
And even though we have heater today in our home.
住的是洋房。
And we live in a mansion.
但是事实上，有很多家庭里面却是冷冰冰的。
However, there are many families that is full of coldness.
像冰库一样，没有感情啊。
It's just like a refrigerator. There is no warmth.
谈不上温暖了。
And there's no love.
这是今天社会的怪现象。
And this is a very strange phenomenon in this society today.
难怪许多爱心人士纷纷出现啊。
And that is why there are so many charity workers.
许多的爱心的机构纷纷的设立。
And there are many charity organizations.
大家都想找回失落的爱情。
Because everyone wants to find back this love that is lost.
但其实这种现象并不奇怪。
However, this is not a strange phenomenon.
圣经里面老早就有预言。
The Bible has already prophesied this long time ago.
主耶稣老早就告诉我们了。
And Jesus has told us this long time ago.
请看马太福音24章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章
Gospel of Matthew 24
第十节
Verse 10
马太福音24章第十节
Matthew 24 verse 10
那时必有许多人跌倒也要彼此陷害彼此恨恶十一节
11
而且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人十二节
12
只因不法的事增多许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡的十五节十三节
13
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救这是末日的预兆之一啊
And this is one of the phenomena in the end days
在末日的时候人的爱心会渐渐冷淡
In the end times most of people's love will grow cold
我们再请看提摩太后书
Let's turn to 2 Timothy
提摩太后书第三章
2 Timothy chapter 3
第一节
Verse 1
请看提摩太后书第三章第一节
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1
第一节你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到第二节
Verse 2
因为那时人要专顾自己贪爱钱财自夸狂傲放毒违背父母忘恩负义心不圣洁第三节
Verse 3
无亲情不解怨好说谗言不能自约性情凶暴外良善第四节
Verse 4
卖主卖友任意妄为自高自大爱厌乐不爱神第五节
Verse 5
有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意这等人你要躲开这里保罗更提醒我们末世最大的危险
And here Paul is trying to remind us the most terrible things in the last days
这个危险不是原子弹、啊、
And this most terrible thing is not the atomic bomb
也不是地震、啊、
And it's not the earthquake
更不是癌症、啊、
And it's also not the cancer
而是人没有了爱心
But rather, people have lost their love.
专顾自己，贪爱钱财。
They only care for themselves and they love the money.
为了钱财可以违背父母。
And for the sake of the money, they can rebel against their parents.
为了钱财可以忘恩负义啊。
And for the sake of the money, they can become so heartless.
为了钱财可以六亲不认。
And for the sake of the money, they do not.
为了钱。
They disown their relatives.
为了钱财，他可以怀恨自死。
And for the sake of money, their heart is full of hatred.
为了钱财可以卖主卖友。
And for the sake of money, they betray their friends.
为了钱财更可以把神都丢掉了。
And for the sake of money, they have forsaken God.
这些才是最可怕的。
And these are the most terrible things.
因此，我们今天身为末世的真信徒啊。
So today, as a true believer in the last days,
我们生活在这种功利主义的社会当中。
We live in this world that emphasizes technology. We have to be really careful. We have to examine ourselves. Is our love still there? Have we lost our love? Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章第四节。Revelation 2 verse 4。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。当年老约翰在拔摩海岛上领受有关末日的启示。
At that time, this disciple John, he was at the island of Patmos and receiving the revelation of Jesus.
圣灵首先要他写信给七个教会。
And the Holy Spirit instructed him to write letters to seven churches.
一方面勉励他们,
to encourage them.
另一方面同时也责备他们,
and also to rebuke them.
第一所教会就是以弗所教会,
and the first church is the church in Ephesus.
这个教会有许多优点,
and this church has many good points.
但是有一件事却被圣灵责备。
However, there's this certain matter that was rebuked by the Holy Spirit.
就是离弃了起初的爱心。
That is, they have lost the love in the beginning.
这件事尽管是一般世人普遍的现象,
and even though many people have lost their love in this world,
但是在神看来啊, 身为一个基督徒啊, 这是相当严重的问题。
But in the eyes of God as a Christian, this is a very major problem.
因此圣灵要他们回想他们的问题出在哪里。
And that is why the Holy Spirit wants them to examine themselves. Where's the problem?
想想看自己是从哪里坠落下去的。
And where did they fall from?
并且要切实地悔改。
And they have to truly repent.
从那个地方再站起来。
And to get up from that point.
找回起初的爱心。
And to find this love that they have lost.
行起初所行的事。
And to do what they used to do.
否则的话, 神的审判将要临到,
however, if not so, the judgment of God will arrive.
要挪去他们的灯台, 夺去他们所有的福分啊,
and he will remove the lampstand and all their blessings.
这是相当严重的问题啊,
this is a very serious problem.
那么圣灵这么关切的呼喊啊, 不仅是提醒当年的以弗所教会,
and the Holy Spirit is so concerned and rebuked them. It's not just for the church of Ephesus, but also to remind the members in the last days. And that is why the Bible says,
说圣灵向众教会所说的话, 凡有耳的就应当听。
And this is the word spoken to the members in the churches. Today we all have ears.
今天我们都是神的教会当中的一份子。
Today we are member of this church.
所以我们就应该好好的检讨自己一下。
So we have to always examine ourselves.
我们起初的爱心还在吗？
Do we still hold this love that we used to have?
没有错。 我们说起初的信心最确实也最纯正。
We have said that the faith in the beginning is the purest.
同样的道理呀。
And the same.
起初的爱心常常也是最真实、最坦诚的。
The love in the beginning is the most truthful and frank one.
这种爱心是从神来的。
And this love comes from God.
是被圣灵充满所结出的果子。
And it's a fruit of the Holy Spirit.
与一般世界上所说的情爱、人的爱不一样。
And this is different from the love that we talk about in the world.
这种爱完全没有副作用。
And this kind of love has not counter effects.
它是一种无条件的奉献, 是一种牺牲。
It's a kind of unconditional love and with sacrifice.
其实神命令的总归就是爱。
In the whole Bible, the conclusion is love.
律法的总纲也是爱。
And the summary of the law is love.
我们请看提摩太前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
请看提摩太前书第一章。
First Timothy chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
提摩太前书第一章第五节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
提摩太前书一章五节
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 5
但命令的总归就是爱这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心无伪的信心生出来的再请看马太福音二十二章
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 22
马太福音二十二章
Gospel of Matthew 22
三十五节
Verse 35
马太福音二十二章三十五节
Matthew 22:25
马太福音二十二章的三十五节
Matthew 22:35
内中有一个人是律法师要试探耶稣就问他说三十六节
36
夫子律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢三十七节
37
耶稣对他说你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神三十八节
38
这是诫命中的第一且是最大的三十九
39
其次也相仿就是要爱人如己四十节
40
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲保罗说命令的总归就是爱
Paul says that the goal of the commandment is love
主耶稣说律法的总纲第一是爱神其次是爱人
And Jesus also say the first commandment is to love God and the next one is to love men
而且要爱人如己
And to love others as you love yourself
因此我们可以说整本圣经的精神就是爱
So we can say that the whole Bible emphasizes on love
因为神本身就是爱
Because God is love
所以今天我们所以讲爱心是因为神先爱我们
Today we talk about love because God has loved us first
神爱我们甚至将他的独生子赐给我们
And God loves us so much that he has given us his only child
叫我们不至灭亡反得永生
So that we would not perish and will gain eternal life
主耶稣爱我们
Jesus loves us
所以他在我们还做罪人的时候就牺牲他的生命
And that's why he sacrificed himselfWhen we were still sinners,
为我们而死
and he died for us,
而且死在十字架上
and he died on the cross,
承担我们一切的罪过
and he had bear all our sins,
为我们的罪受了许多的苦刑
and he had suffered a lot for our sins,
为的是要让我们得到平安
and this is all for their sake that we can gain peace,
要让我们得到永生
so that we can gain eternal life,
这就是神的爱
and this is the love of God,
神的爱是何等的大
And how great is his love?
真的大到我们没有办法去想象。
It's so great that we cannot imagine.
因此圣经说天有多高，神的爱就有多高。
And that is why the Bible says that how high is the heaven and how great is the love of Jesus.
是人所没有办法测度的。
And human beings cannot measure his love.
因此神也期待我们跟他一样啊。
And that is why God wants us to be just like him.
要能够尽心尽性尽力的爱神。
So that we can love him wholeheartedly.
也要能够爱人如己
and we can love others as we love ourselves
要彼此相爱
and we can love one another
这样就能完全的所有律法要求
and in this way we can fulfill all the commandments of the law
因此主耶稣当年才教导门徒啊
and that is why Jesus has taught his disciples
主耶稣就用这个道理来做中心
and this is the center of all the truth
请看约翰福音十三章
let's turn to the gospel of John chapter 13
约翰福音十三章
Gospel of John chapter 13
三十四节
Verse 34
约翰福音十三章三十四节
John 13 verse 34
我赐给你们一条新命令乃是叫你们彼此相爱我怎样爱你们你们也要怎样相爱三十五节
35
你们若有彼此相爱的心众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了再请看十五章
Please also turn to chapter 15
约翰福音十五章
John 15
请看第九节
Verse 9
第九节我爱你们正如父爱我一样
你们要藏在我的爱里。第十节。
Verse 10.
你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。十一节。
11.
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。十二节。
12.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。主耶稣爱门徒啊。
Jesus loved his disciples.
就像天父爱他一样。
And just like God loves his son.
所以主耶稣也期待门徒能够将这种爱传承下去。
And that is why Jesus wanted the disciples to pass on this kind of love.
并且把这个爱发扬光大。
And to spread out this kind of love.
不只能够爱神。
Not just to love God.
也能够彼此相爱。
But to love one another.
证明真的是主的门徒。
So as to prove that they are the true disciples.
很感谢主啊。
Thank God.
主耶稣的门徒后来真的做了。
And the disciples have followed what Jesus commanded.
他们没有让主耶稣失望。
They did not let down Jesus.
就在五旬节圣灵降临以后。
After the Holy Spirit descended on the Pentecost.
开始建设教会。
They started to establish the churches.
靠着圣灵的能力在教会当中实践了主耶稣的教训。
And through the power of Holy Spirit, they have done what Jesus had commanded them.
发挥最大的爱心。
And they have performed this greatest love.
请看使徒行传第二章。
Let's turn to the Acts of Apostles chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts of Apostles chapter 2.
41节。
Verse 41.
使徒行传二章四十一节。
Acts 2 verse 41.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约贴了3000人。四十二节。
42.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。四十三节。
43.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。四十四节。
44.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用。四十五节。
45.
并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。46节。
46.
他们天天同心合意，恒切的在店里且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。47节。
47.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。再请看第四章。
Please turn to chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章。
Acts of Apostles chapter 4.
请看32节。
Verse 32.
那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一个人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家共用。33节。
33.
使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩。34节。
34.
内中也没有一个缺乏的，因为人人将田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒的脚前。35节。
35.
照个人所需用的分给个人。这就是使徒教会初期信徒爱的生活。
And this is the love, the life of love that the disciples have led.
真的很不简单哦。
And this is truly not a simple thing to do.
在小弟当兵的时候。
When I was in the army.
小弟对这一段圣经呢不很了解。
I still did not fully understand these Bible verses.
有一次我就请教传道两个问题。
And once I asked the preacher two questions.
第一个问题。
First question.
我们教会是不是也要提倡这种生活方式？
Should our church also emphasize this kind of life?
大家都住在一起的。
All of us living together.
第二个问题。
And the second question,
如果是的话,
if so,
那么圣经是不是也主张共产主义呢?
Then isn't the Bible just like communism?
哎，当时年纪比较轻，想法比较天真。
At that time, I was still young and naive.
当时传道给我一个很简单的答案。
And at that time, the preacher gave me a very simple answer.
他说都不是。
He said neither is true.
他说圣经所强调的是精神而不是形式。
The Bible only emphasized the content but not the wordings.
他要我把这一段圣经详细的多读几遍。
He wanted me to read these Bible verses over and over again.
他说只要你多读几遍，你一定找到答案。
He said as long as you read it many times, then you'll find the answer.
请问大家有没有想到这个问题呢？
Have you thought about this question?
这一段圣经所强调的是什么精神呢？
And what is this Bible verse trying to emphasize?
请看路加福音第九章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9.
路加福音第九章
Gospel of Luke chapter 9
路加福音第九章请看二十三节
Luke chapter 9 verse 23
路加福音第九章二十三节
Luke 9 23
耶稣又对众人说若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。感谢主啊
！Thank God。
后来我发现主耶稣所说的这一段话就是最好的答案。
I realize the answer is right here. Self.
既然以神为中心
，Since you have put Jesus in the center，
就一定会爱神。
Then you truly love God.
既然能够舍己
，If you can deny yourself，
就能够爱人
；If you can love others，
因为已经没有自己了
；Because you have lost yourself，
这种对神对人都可以没有自己，可以牺牲自己的精神，就叫做爱。
If you can deny yourself and count others better than you, this is what is love, true love.
这就是起初真正的爱情。
This is what is meant by our original and pure love.
小弟在美国学习的时候
When I was attending the theological school in the U.S.
有一位长老曾经做了一个见证。
There's this one particular elder who did a testimony.
他说在台湾罗东啊，有一位执事，女执事。
And he told me that in this particular church in Taiwan, there is this deaconess.
她原来是气喘病来信主的。
She was asthmatic, and it was because of her illness that she came to believe in God.
可是信主了以后，她的病并没有好。
没有好。Unfortunately, after she believed in God, she still have this asthma.
一直到他离开世界为止。
And God never healed her asthma until her death.
但是这位女执事的信心相当不错。
However, we all can learn from the great faith of this particular deaconess.
尤其是她的爱心真的很大。
And we can see the great love that she possessed.
当时她是住在乡下。
At that time, she was living in the countryside.
只有安息日才能到教会来聚会。
And she could only come to a church on the Sabbath days.
起初她的丈夫不信主。
Originally, her husband was not a believer.
而且还逼迫她。
And she was also persecuted by him.
不让她到教会来。
And he tried to stop her from coming to church.
所以每一次她聚会回去就打她。
So every time when she returned home, he will start to beat her up.
但是她相当爱主。
However, because of her great love for God,
她一点怨言都没有。
She did not murmur against God.
每一次要去教会，她都是从后门溜出去啊。
And every time she left for church, she will always go from the back door of her house.
她怕被先生看到了，被阻挡了。
Because she wants to do it quietly without her husband knowing that she's going to church.
但是聚会完了回来，她就从前门进来了。
But after she arrived home from church, she will enter the house by the front door.
她准备挨打。
Because she readied herself to be beaten up by the husband.
她觉得已经聚会完了，她就心满意足了，你打没有关系的。
Because she felt truly satisfied after attending the service, so she doesn't mind being beaten by the husband.
啊，这种爱感动她丈夫。
So because of her great love, which motivated and touched her husband.
后来她被安立为女执事。
So when she was ordained as a deaconess,
她每年到台中参加长执会议啊。
And she attended the annual seminar at the Taiwan General Assembly.
那么每一次要去，她就带罗东啊，
罗东卫的那个烤鸭带到台中去加菜。
So whenever she went to the seminar in the Taichung, she will carry with her the local delicacy of a roasted duck.
她当时交通不是很方便、啊、
But because at that time the transportation was not very good.
东西那么重，有时候甚至是挑着去的。
And she had to lug this load of roasted duck with her.
所以她离世以后啊，大家很怀念那个罗东卫的烤鸭。
So after she has after she died, the members in Taichung all missed this Lao Tong roasted duck.
不是很喜欢吃哦，而是想到她的爱心。
Not because they missed the taste of this duck, but because they missed her love.
那么当时在开会期间，尤其是在冬天的时候。
And at one meeting on a winter day.
晚上睡觉、啊、天气很冷。
And it's the nights are very cold.
所以有时候她会气喘。
And her asthma attacked. She had an asthma attack.
啊，她怕吵到别人了、啊，她就自己到外面树底下去。
But because she did not want to disturb the people who are sleeping around her, so she will go outside.
结果到树底下，因为更冷啊，所以喘得更大。
She will go outside of the church.
结果被
因为了。Because the weather outside is cold, so her attack became more severe.
结果被一位老执事发现。
And then there is this old deacon who found out what happened.
就问他说：“你怎么跑到这里来呢？”
And he asked her why she did what she did.
他说明天还要开会啊。
And he told her that she had to take care of herself because the meeting will not end soon.
吵到别人不好意思啊。
And then she told him that she did not want to disturb the other sleeping occupants.
哎，我自己一个没有关系啊。
So it's okay if I lose my sleep.
那后来罗东教会盖会堂。
So when this Luo Tong Church dedicated the church.
他没有钱。他没有钱奉献。
On this particular deaconess, she did not have any financial resources to assist in this building.
他就去养猪啊。
So what she did is she decided to rear some pigs.
没有钱买饲料。
And she did not have the money to buy the manure or fertilizer or the food.
他就去割草。
So then she went to cut some grass.
然后到处去收一些剩菜剩饭。
And then she went around to collect those leftover food from the villagers.
啊，把猪养大了，卖掉了，然后把钱拿到教会来奉献。
So with this leftover food, she managed to feed all her pigs, and then she finally sold the pigs for a sum of money, and then she offered this money to the church.
一直到后来，她年纪也比较大了，身体实在不行了。
And then her health began to deteriorate.
她没有办法到教会来聚会。
So it was then that she was not able to go to church because of her failing health.
但是她还是非常关心教会。
But one thing for sure is that she still had this great love and concern for the church.
每一次长执去探访她。
So every time when the church preacher or ministers went to visit her,
她就是一直问教会现在怎么样啊。
And the first question to them was, how is the church doing?
然后就从腰带当中把人家给她的钱又拿出来交给长执传道人说拿去奉献。
And then the next thing she'll do is to take the money out from her pocket, which she received from others, and gave it to the church through the preachers.
所以她的一生虽然很穷苦啊。
So even though all her life she lived in poverty.
她的一生当中也从来没有把爱心挂在嘴上。
However, she never shortchanged the love that God has given her.
但是她那种舍己牺牲奉献。这种精神其实就是最大的爱。
And her self-denial and her great sacrificial spirit is what marks her life.
这就是起初真正的爱心。
So this is what I meant by the true love.
她这种爱心感动许多的人。
And her love, great love, touched and inspired and motivated many people.
包括我们上课的时候，我们的长老。
It includes our teacher who was the elder then.
现在他想起来讲给我们听都会掉眼泪哦。
And the elder who taught us, he was moved to tears every time he talked about her.
今天我们看看我们自己。
If we were to look upon ourselves.
我们再看看我们的教会。
And if we look at our church.
我们发现有时候我们也讲爱心。
And many times we all talk about love.
但是像这样真正爱神又爱人的信徒，好像越来越少。
But we can see for ourselves that a person who can truly love God and man is very rare indeed.
在教会里头，真的肯奉献、肯牺牲的信徒，好像也不很多。
And we don't see that many people who can truly sacrifice for the church and for man.
虽然我们也讲爱心，
even though we can talk about love,
但是讲到最后。还是以自我为中心。
However, at the end of the day, we still put ourselves ahead of others.
我们希望神爱我们。
We all hope that God will love us.
但是我们却很少想到我们要怎么去爱神。
However, we never take it upon ourselves on how to love God.
我们总希望别人多关心我们。
We wish others to care more about us.
但是我们却很少尽自己的本分去关心别人。
However, we never take the initiative to love, to care others first.
因此，教会大里面大大小小的事情，我们发现好像没有人愿意去管了。
And then we realize that in the church, there's this phenomenon where nobody cares about anything anymore.
没有人主动去做。
Nobody.Has taken the initiative to do something for the church.
有时候我们看到弟兄姐妹来到教会，就好像外人一样。
And we start to treat the people, the members in the church, as mere strangers.
甚至有的好像客人一样。
And we treat them like guests.
只希望得到别人的服侍，而不会主动去服侍别人。
We only want to be served and not to be of service to others.
我们很少谈怎么来牺牲，怎么来奉献。
We seldom talk about how to sacrifice, how to serve others.
我们常常争取的就是我应该有什么样的权利。
What we all strive for is what kind of authority or power we must have in the church.
所以很多的事情啊，让我们感觉到真的我们的爱心好像越来越少了。
So we can feel that the entire church, the level of love is slowly decreasing day by day.
好像我们正慢慢离弃起初真正的爱心啊。
We are putting ourselves and distancing ourselves more and more from this original state of love.
读者文摘有一篇短文啊。
There's an author who once said.
我觉得蛮有意思的。
And I find it very inspiring and meaningful.
他说有一位人类的学者。
And there is a particular teacher.
专门研究人类的行为还有社会的问题。
And he is a sociologist, and he studied the problems of our present society.
有一次他到一个乡村。
So once he was in this particular village.
他觉得很奇怪。
And he felt strange.
他就问了一个人。
And he asked this, particular villager a question.
他说：“为什么你们的乡村的民谣歌曲的内容啊？”
And he asked this particular villager why the content of their folk song.
很多都跟下雨有关系、啊。
Is often related to the theme of rain.
没有想到他的回答很简单。
And he was surprised by the short answer that he received.
他说：“因为我们这里，我们的乡村很缺水。”
And this villager replied that because their village is lacking in rain.
于是，这个科学家他马上就联想到现在的社会。
So right away, this sociologist had a sudden thought in him what the problem of the society is.
他就下了一个结论。
So this is what his conclusion is.
他说：“现代的社会为什么流行歌曲一天到晚爱来爱去的？大概我们的社会也缺少爱吧。”
He said, "A lot of times our popular song contained a lot of love theme. It is because our society is truly lacking in love."
这是很令人引发省思的一个很好的问题啊。
This indeed is a very good question for all of us to think about.
没有错。今天的社会真的是少了爱。
Indeed, our society is deficient in love.
所以许多爱心人士 拼命地呼吁要找回我们的爱心。
So that is why a lot of the poets, they wrote poems about how to bring back that original love.
那问题是我们呢？
And then what about us?
还有我们的教会呢？
And what about our church?
我们的爱心还在吗？
Do we still have this love?
我们起初的爱心还在吗？
Where is this original love that we are supposed to have?
这是值得我们好好去思考，好好去省察的问题。
So this is something that is profound that we must carefully give a thought about.
我们要永远记住圣灵告诉我们的话。
So let us not forget the words of the Holy Spirit.
我们从哪里坠落下去的，就应该从那里站起来。
So where we fall, it is at that spot where we must stand again.
最后，我们一起来读一段圣经做结束。
So lastly, let's read the verse from the scripture to end this sermon this evening.
请看以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
第三章。
Chapter
3. 16节到19节。
Verses 16 to 19.
以弗所书第三章16到19节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verses 16 to 19.
请我们读的时候把那个你们改成我们，我们用我们来读。
Please, when you read it, to change the you to become we.
第三章十六节。
Chapter 3 verse 16.
预备，开始。求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。十七节。使基督因我们的信住在我们心里，叫我们的爱心有根有基。十八节。
Verse 18,
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。十九节。
Verse 19,
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了我们。阿门。
Amen.